Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. I'd like to read verses 9 through 11. Psalm 119, verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Let's pray together. Our Father, how thankful we are that we can call upon you and to approach you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, tonight, would you bless this word? And Lord, would you bless by the calling out of your people? Would you bless the efforts, the preaching of your word that will not return void? Lord, would you increase the visible kingdom, bring into being, and bless in the salvation of your people for Christ's sake. Amen. A believer truly desires to have fellowship with the Lord. He truly desires to fellowship with the Lord in prayer. He desires fellowship with the Lord in the meeting with God's people, hearing the preaching of the gospel and the study of the scriptures. And he wants to be honorable before the Lord. He wants to walk with care. He does not want to be a reproach to Christ. He has a desire after good, but sees a body of sin within that wars against his new man, struggles. And the reason is because there's two natures. There's two men. There's an old man and a new man, and because there's both natures in him. By the grace of God and the restraining power of God, he cannot, the Lord will not allow him to go so far in rebellion that he's not able to walk perfectly before God as he desires with a new man. So he struggles. So here's his difficulty. He desires to choose right and to walk in that way. He wants to continue, but he knows that he's unclean by the presence of actual sin, and he possesses a nature about him that has a tendency toward everything that defiles. And he hates that. But here's a question in Psalm 119, in verse 9, that truly stirs the heart of a believer. Here's the question, verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, or count pure? Wherewithal? How shall a young man cleanse or count pure his walk? Here's what the question actually is. How shall a young man, how shall God's servant be convinced of or have direction in his walk? That the wording of that verse is not such that it insinuates that the regenerated sinner has the ability to cleanse himself, but actually is asking a question concerning getting direction about his walk, a question that leads the believer to long after God's way. How shall God's servant, how shall a young man, one previously given life from above, how does one that already possesses life because God's called him out of darkness, how does one who truly desires to walk faithfully, how does he find instruction? How does he be taught? How is he taught concerning his walk? How does he walk? Actually, the word is translucency. How does he walk in a way that is readily perceived? People can look at him and clearly see something of his heart, of his character. The answer? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. By closely examining, taking heed to the word of God. Ephesians 5:15 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly." That is, with caution. See that you walk giving earnest attention to. Be aware. Not as fools, but as wise. This is what it says. Take heed to your walk. Be not foolish. Examine yourself. That's scriptural language. Examine yourself. See if you be in the faith. Examine yourself according to God's word. What does the Lord have to say about it? Examine yourself concerning your worship, your attitude. Be diligent with the time that God has given you. Oh, I think about it. It's just personal confession right here. How many times has this scripture come back to my mind concerning me? Lord, set a watch upon my mouth, upon my lips. Lord, help me. Lord, teach me. Just easiest thing in the world for me to do is just shut up. Take heed. Examine yourself. Psalm 119:105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path." God's word, our direction, our guard, our illumination, our education, our testing. His word, it always directs us to Him. That's what it's going to do. Always. Every time we look at ourselves, we're going to be disappointed. That's a given. You know that. What's His Word going to do? It's going to point us to Christ. It's going to cause us to cast ourselves upon Him. It's going to reveal our frailty. It's going to teach us of His sustaining grace. We don't find any hope in thinking that we've kept His word. We know what we are by nature. We find hope in Him alone who has kept God's law and now directs us by His Spirit according to His word. Lord, where withal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. A believer confesses his confidence in Christ, all the while seeking mercy and sustaining grace. Verse 10 says this, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Now, is that not the cry of the new heart? Lord, don't let me stray. I've got His word on this. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. Kept by the power of God through faith. And knowing the surety of that word. This is a believer's heart right here. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. With that new heart of understanding, that whole heart, that's what it means. That heart of understanding, that heart, Lord, that you gave. Lord, you said, a new heart will I give you. By that new heart, I have a desire to follow after Him. I have a desire. I want to hear what I'm saying right now. These are not my words. I've looked at them, considered them, prayed over them, asked God's direction, asked God's blessing. But I know this. I need to hear these words. Because I know something about the presence of sin. Lord, let me not be deceived from your commandments. Let me not wander. Keep me from presumptuous sin. There's an old nature in me that lies to me just as much as it ever did. It just doesn't rule. It's still there. It harasses. That new man, that cry right there, with my heart of understanding, I've sought you. I've longed after you. There's times that a believer will, in the night seasons, I've read these scriptures. David talks about in the night seasons, I sought thee upon my bed. And a believer knows something about that. There's been times that you've been awakened. And you think about this. The scripture reveals that the Lord speaks to His people. Somebody say, well, I've never heard the voice of the Lord. Believers have. Not with this ear. I know that. But I'm telling you, there's times that you've been awakened and you've mused upon Him. There's Almighty God, He speaks to His people. And they long to have fellowship with Him. And they pray to be preserved. Lord, speak to me. Keep my mind from wandering. Lord, if I'm able to have any consistency to read, any consistency to pray, and my mind doesn't go off somewhere into netherland, it's by your grace. Lord, let me not wander from your word. I hate what I see in myself. I need you. Lord, that wandering look, that wandering thought that I see in me, I don't trust myself. There's nothing in me that is able to keep me. I must be kept. Oh, let me not be mistaken. That word wander. That's still. Let me not be misled. Lord, as I hear Your Word, teach me by Your Spirit. Lord, give me understanding to what's being said. I can say the words, but I'm telling you, God has to teach. They'll all be taught of God. Then the psalmist, under the direction of God's Spirit, he reveals the faithful precaution that a believer takes concerning his walk. Verse 11, Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. That which the Lord teaches a believer, that which has been revealed to that believer by His Spirit, it needs to be revealed over and over and over again. There's things that we've heard and heard and heard, and we need to hear them again. That's what Paul says. He said it's safe. It's not grievous. He said, for me to tell you over and over and over, it's safe. It's safe for you. But a believer hides. He stores away in that renewed heart. In fact, when he says, I've hid, he hoards it. He hoards it with esteem. The Lord has given me this. This is God's Word. This is God's Word. This is God's Word. I know I'm going to see Him face to face. I know it. I know it. I know it by faith. I know this is not my home. I know that I'm a sojourner in this, and I hold on to that, and I hoard that word and keep that. I need that. Lord, You promised You prepared a place for those that You've eternally loved. We'll be with You. Hide that. It's mine. For Paul said, my gospel, my God, the Lord's gospel given to His people. A believer hates the thought that he sins against God. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against Thee. He hates that thought. David said in Psalm 51, this is Psalm 51, read that. That's the psalm that David penned after the Lord sent Nathan, the prophet, after David had taken Bathsheba, committed adultery with her, killed her husband, lied. This is what David said, against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. And I hate that. Paul said, 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. 1 John 1:8 reveals, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So how is it said? And what does the psalmist mean when he says, Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against Thee? As I said last week, I cannot not sin. I cannot not sin. Sin is present with me. To will, to be right, to do good is present, but how to perform that which I would, I find not. I see then, Paul says, in me, that is in my flesh, there dwells no good thing. So how is it said, Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against Thee? What did the psalmist say? Here's the literal. Thy word have I hid in mine heart. That word that reveals that when I sin, that I might not bear the guilt of sin against you. I know I do it. There's no doubt. It grieves every believer because he knows, as Paul says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. If we say we have no sin, we make God a liar. We know that we sin. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might know that I don't bear the guilt of it, that I'm justified before you. I cannot, I don't have the capability of walking before Him without sin. And that grieves me. But I can tell you this, with the knowledge of His Word hidden, hoarded in my heart, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that be in Christ Jesus. Justified by the faith of Jesus Christ. No charge. That word hidden in my heart that I might know that I bear not the guilt of what I actually do. That's a word that guides me and keeps me and holds me. My little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, and we do, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation. He is the appeaser of divine justice. He is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jew, Gentile, bond free, male, female. My comfort is in God's Word, hidden in my heart. If I had not this Word to teach me, to instruct me, to know and give teaching concerning my walk, giving heed to that Word, and with that new heart of understanding, seeking after Almighty God, asking God, don't let me be deceived, don't let me wander. Thy Word have I hoarded in my heart that I might have some comfort and know that, Lord, I don't bear the guilt of it. It grieves me for what I do. And I hate that. One day, by the grace of God, there'll be no more sin. No more sin. No more disrespectful thoughts. No more rebellion. In that day, be changed. These things revealed in this Scripture are going to be perfectly revealed. Oh, but that I might hide that Word right now and by faith walk before Him, realizing that I am what I am by the grace of God. For Christ's sake and my good. Amen.